All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Flash Listener Limerick Challenge. This is the fifth episode of season three of The Flash. It is called Monster, and I am joined on the line by Denise Poole. Denise, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Just got done watching The Flash, and actually, I had to catch up. I wasn't able to watch Supergirl last night because of Halloween.
Oh, yes.
So yep. I caught up on Supergirl, so I'm all caught up on both of my shows. So I'm actually recording the Supergirl Limerick Challenge here in just a little bit. But we're here to talk about The Flash. Overall, what did you think about tonight's Flash episode? Did you like it?
It was really good. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with Miss Frost.
Yes. No, me as well. That was, they certainly seem to be running her through some ups and downs. And I'm glad we're getting to see a little more Caitlin. Sometimes it seems like in the past we didn't get to see a ton of her.
But
she's a great actress. And so I think that's going to be a big deal coming up in this season. All right. Who would you say is your favorite character on The Flash? Other than Barry.
I think Cisco.
You gotta love Cisco. Everybody loves Cisco.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cisco's fun. I just like Cisco.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So let's go ahead and get started here with the first limerick. For those of you just tuning in for the first time, the way this works is I have written three limericks about tonight's episode of The Flash. And Denise's job will be to fill in the last word or phrase of the limerick. Denise, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
All right, limerick number one. Sometimes they tend to smother, or maybe they favor your brother. As Caitlin found out and left in no doubt, sometimes you still need your...
mother.
Right. So we got to meet Caitlin's mother for the first time tonight. And boy, we thought Caitlin was cold.
Mommy's really cold.
Yeah. So clearly they've lost dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer in the picture, and so she went to mom, but not so much for the science,
right?
As for a little comfort, that didn't seem to work out too well.
No, it did not. It kind of backfired a little bit.
Yeah, so she seemed to feel like they turned a corner at the end, but I'm not totally sure that she did. I mean, just your mom saying, go ahead and leave and I'll cover up your crime. That's great. But I don't necessarily know that that's breaking down the emotional walls that I quite thought they might.
Yeah, there was still a lot of, too many unleft questions or too many unresolved issues, I think. You can just tell.
Yeah, unresolved issues there between the two of them, and obviously unresolved in the sense that we don't really know what is happening exactly to Caitlin as her body sort of goes through this. You know, I was also wondering, you know, in the new timeline, I know they know the people from Earth 2, and Caitlin in the old timeline had met Killer Frost from Earth 2. Is that still the case here? Does she know about Killer Frost? Is she wondering, is the Freezy thing, is that what causes me to become evil,
right?
Or was it just that she was evil and she got Freezy powers? What's the scoop?
It's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm like, is the freezing what's making Caitlin so emotional, or is she emotional and that's what's triggering these freezing things?
Kind of hard to tell because it seems like it's emotional, actually, sort of right now, but you're not for sure.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know for sure. So I will be curious to see, definitely curious to see where that goes. I don't think we're done with this Killer Frost storyline.
No, I think it's just beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Very nice. Let's move on to limerick number two. All right. HR wants the group to get tighter. Maybe they should have an all-nighter. He may be quite keen on his Earth 19, but it turns out he's only a tighter writer. Yes, he is only a writer. So were you getting the feeling ahead of time that HR, as they call him, was not quite maybe the science person he had presented himself to be?
Yes. He was avoiding every kind of question with, very much so. Something right. was quite off. You could figure, you could tell something was off, just not quite sure. But I still don't think it's the truth either, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we're, is this, are we finally to the truth? Yeah, that's a good question, especially because, and I, maybe it's just with Tom Cavanaugh, the actor, that it's just impossible to trust that guy now after three seasons.
That's true. I think it's a combination. They want to keep us guessing anyway, but I don't know.
Yeah, clearly science, he's not a, a super science guy. So we'll see how much of an idea man he is, but right now it's a little thin, so we'll see.
Real thin, yes.
Yeah, so we'll see. I do think he's funny, but yes, other than getting coffee and trying to create team building activities, I still think there's I think there's maybe some more things that could happen there with him. We'll see.
Oh, big time, yes, very much so.
But I know that Tom Cavanaugh is a favorite of the fans. I know they like having him back, but they keep having to get him from another Earth. It'll be interesting to see if we see any more Tom Cavanaugh's or Harrison Wells's from other Earths.
Yeah, I was wondering that. Yeah, I think you're right, because you do like him. It'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So you're two for two. Let's go on to number three.
All right.
All right, here we go. Like HR, the monster was a sham, controlled by a computer program. It was just made of light, and that's tough to fight. You can't shoot a big... Rhymes with sham and program. It's made of light.
Hologram.
Hologram. That's right. You can't shoot a big hologram. No, no, that's fine. It was a little bit of a stretch there. So, but nicely, nicely done. Nicely done. So, yeah. So the monster, obviously the monster was just a device in this story. We really didn't care about the monster so much. The monster was just a device to get Julian and Barry working a little differently together. So what are, what are you thinking right now about the relationship between Julian and Barry?
I think the dynamic's going to change, hopefully in a little positive way. You know, I didn't like Julian at all at the beginning. I'm kind of, I think maybe now he's going to come around a tiny bit, and hopefully that'll make a more positive relationship between the two. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough when the when you've got your hero, Barry, and the other guy he's got to work with all the time is a guy that hates him. You like Barry. You know the other side of the story. And, hey, listen, I sort of get it. If I was working with a dude and the dude disappeared for hours at a time with no explanation, came back with no explanation, yeah, I can see how I'd be miffed.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, you'd be a little angry, a little frustrated.
Yeah, I got to pick up the slack all the time.
Exactly.
So that, in that sense, I get it. I get it. And from Julian's perspective, this has been going on for a year.
Right.
But for Barry's perspective, it's only been going on a couple of weeks.
Right.
So I can sort of see where there might be some problems, but obviously, I think they did a nice job setting up a reasonable situation whereby, he could appreciate what the Flash had done.
Right. Right.
That the Flash, that the fact that not only did the Flash save this kid, but the Flash really saved Julian from having to have gone through the thing where he had shot this person.
Right. For doing something that he will, really would regret. So definitely, I think that's, but that's a step forward, I think. So that's a good thing, I think.
Yeah. No, I liked how they ended the end of the show with them going to go out and get a drink. I thought that was very, very nice. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I look forward to seeing what happens there. My guess is this the end of Julian being snarky? No.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I predict no.
Yeah.
But will it? But will it perhaps at least mark that they have a better connection? I hope so.
I hope so too. I hope so too. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious to see over time if maybe. You know, this also maybe changes a little bit because from my perspective, Julian was at this time the leading candidate to be Alchemy.
You're right. Yeah.
Because they definitely show up at the same time and he's kind of got this anti-Barry thing and maybe anti-Flash thing. But he seems to be anti-meta overall, which wouldn't really jive with what's going on with Alchemy.
That's true too. So it's kind of, yeah.
So we'll see.
On both sides.
Yeah, exactly right. Maybe Iris is going to be Aquaman. I don't think Iris is going to be Aquaman either.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, all right. All right, very good. Well, Denise, thank you so much for playing the challenge.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. I hope you had a good time. And obviously, I owe you a beverage next time we get together. Obviously, we just got together for a little hangout with everybody last week. Yes. But next time, you have a beverage on me.
Well, that sounds awesome.
All right. Very good. All right. Thanks a lot, Denise.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Oh, thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's Flash Limerick Challenge. The challenge is brought to you courtesy of the worst comic podcast ever. And big thanks to Jerry and Colin for their support. If you love the challenge and or comics, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and check us out at worstcomicpodcastever.com. If you'd like to be a contestant on the challenge, follow us on Facebook and leave us a message and we will get you in the queue. On behalf of the worst comic podcast ever, this is John, and we hope you have an amazing week.